everybody, Terrence Bopp here with another episode that is almost
live from the lair.
It's actually pre-recorded. And I'm going to be honest, gentlemen, I've been doing this red pill, MGTOW, men's rights thing since roughly 2009.
You're going to have to check your ID, though. No, just 10 year old.
And, you know, it's, you know, 15 years now, decade and a half. And I've seen a lot of changes. And one of the things that I've actually noticed is men are waking up.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
Now, I'm not going to take 100% credit for this, but I'm going to say I did have my hand in a decent chunk because I've been doing it for so long. I've been, I started off with the whiteboard, with the math, and the small little skits. You know, I should probably get back to doing that. To be honest, I've covered a lot of the scenarios. But this is another thing that's going on now, is women are noticing now. And I don't know if it's social media or the dating apps or the fact that the women have been brainwashed by feminism to the point of absurdity. But men are done. I mean, they've caught on to the game. The juice is not worth the squeeze. The risk is not worth the reward. Yeah, you can meet a woman out there, you know, date her for 2 years, marry her, which I don't recommend, have a couple kids. More than likely, if you follow the averages, you're going to get, you know, divorced inside of 10 years. And then you're going to get stuck paying child support for, you know, 8 to 13 years. I think the average length is about a decade. That's a long time, especially when they're taking half your check, maybe more, and that's just child support that it doesn't really cover. They can go above and beyond that for medical insurance and other special needs and what have you. And then alimony, I mean, I've talked to guys who are losing 80-90% of their check on all of the above expenses put onto them by family court. On top of that, we're in our third generation of dudes watching their fathers, grandfathers, and in some cases their great-grandfathers just get raked through the coals. And it just is what it is. Now, we're going to cover some TikTok videos. This is like
shooting fish in a barrel.
It's hilarious. So let's dive into this first one here. You guys are going to love this. All right, let's play this one here.
So this may be a cry for, I guess, help. I was on Hinge a few days ago, and it said, we're out of men for you. We're just out. No more singles in your area. Please start going back through the men that you've chosen not to like and see if you've changed your mind. I really have not changed my mind. Thank you, Hinge, so much for that.
All right, so this is what we got going on here. This woman looks like, and she's in her mid-20s. I'd give her 28 tops. All right, she's fairly attractive. She's a mid. I mean, she's clocking in at 5.5, 6.5. Probably you can gussy her up to 7, 7.5 pretty easily. Okay. And she's mentioned Hinge. And she got the message that there are no more men on Hinge, and she should recycle through the ones that she's already either communicated with, banged, what have you. All right, let's just get this straight. What is going on out there with these ladies? I literally think that these women think this is going to go on forever. She's already run through all of the dudes in her area. And what are you going to do? I just shudder at the thought. Some of these ladies out there are matching with these dudes on these internet dating sites, meeting them, banging them on the first encounter or meeting or what have you, and they're rolling through, you know, 15 to 150 a year, depending upon their appetites and their success rates. Listen, once you go over 5, your chances of staying in a long-term relationship or a mirage drop into the high 20 percentile. You go over 10 to 15, you're in the single digits. And I'm not going to name all of the studies because I haven't put them to memory. But there's 5 or 6 out there. You can read them for yourself. You can find them on, you know, Google or whatever search engine you want. And you can find them. So let's see if we could find another one on here. Oh, here we go.
So TikTok, apparently there's no single men out there anymore. So we have to, single woman, we have to go share. So I was talking to a friend the other day and he said to me, you know.
All right. So she's saying there's no single men and these ladies have to share. Well, if 63 to 65% of the dudes out there are single and not looking, and only 30% of the ladies are single and not looking, there's a disparage there. So, yes, if you look at those numbers, the women are sharing men. There might be 2 or 3 to a Chad out there, and he's running them through the roster, and it's kind of disgusting, but the numbers don't lie. Let's continue.
No, women have to go share. No, so whether you have a man at home, you have to go share him, or you're gonna, if you're a side chick, you can forever be a side chick. And we is really, really offended by that because I am single and I would love to have somebody for myself. I'm not willing to share anybody or willing to be a side chick forever if I am one.
Did you hear what she said? I don't want to be a side chick forever. Meaning, if she's willing to entertain that position. You heard it right from her own mouth. Okay, let's continue. This is getting kind of glorious.
So, you know, it stemmed from one of my videos. The video I posted introducing myself to TikTok, and I had so many views and so many single men commented. So I even said to him then, you're telling me that all these men that commented, every one of them is taken. So he said, yeah, there's no single man, so woman has to go share now. So the wife's...
All right, there are single men out there. There's just not the single men that the ladies want because of their
preferences.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
They have a laundry list. It is absolutely hilarious that the top of the list are 6 feet tall, 6-pack abs, packing a minimum of a 6-inch adjustment stick, and... you know, 6-figure income. All of the 6s. Now, this lady here, she's mid, tops 5. I give her 4. She's a little roomy. You can see it. And what has happened to the world where we have
fat and roomy women
being so picky? It's not going to end well in the end for them. Let us continue.
At home, I have to be okay with sharing their man. And the other woman, them have to be side chick and okay with that. So I want you guys, all the wives, tell me if you're okay sharing your man, because man short, there's no single man out there, and these and side chicks, are you okay being a side chick forever? And I want the men in the comments and let me know if you're single, because I am single, I'm ready to mingle, and I don't want to be sharing. So I'm open and praying that there's somebody out there for me and not for somebody, for me and somebody else. So chime in, share this video, like this.
All right, so let's just be honest, this woman here, I don't really foresee a positive outcome, because the single men that the women like this are going for are not looking for women like this. She looks like she's roughly 27 to 30-ish. I wouldn't put her over 31. But at 27, she's probably waking up to the fact that the men in her age bracket, you know, 29 to 33, are looking at women who are 21 to 25 tops. And she's aged out. And she's probably destroyed the the scale, shall we say. Let's see what we got next here.
As a single woman, I'm getting a little worried when I scroll on this app that, like, all of the good single men, 30-year-olds and up, or near that range, they are, if they're single, they're staying inside and doing exactly what I would want to do, which is, like, binge.
All right. So she's complaining about it. Got it. White woman, fairly attractive. I'd give her 6-ish. She's a little roomy in the body, but, you know, I like them that way, so I really can't judge.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
But again, she's 25 to 28 years of age, been ran through for the most part. I mean, this is just my opinion, but if you're going to go through, compare her to other women in that age bracket, she's probably north of 5 bodies. Yeah, it is what it is. And she's starting to feel the pinch now. Let's continue.
The show and, like, order and take out. Like, why when I'm scrolling, I'm seeing all these, like, cute men who look like they have their head on their shoulders. They probably don't. Let's just be fucking real. But they're all, like, staying inside. Like, what I'm trying to do is text a girlfriend and be like, hey, you know what? Instead of me cuddling into bed and binging all of Real Housewives, let's go out. Because I'm just hoping that one day, like, I meet my husband, like, meet cute randomly. Like, I gotta go out and do that, right? I have to, like, actually put myself out there. I have to actually do my makeup and, like, put on a cute outfit and do that, you know? Crazy concept. But I have a fear that all of the good single 30-year-old men are doing the opposite.
Because they are. They are. All right. Again, she's probably looking for the single men with the mark of the beast. The single men, the nice guys, well, they showed up when she was in high school and maybe a little bit in her early 20s, and she sent them packing. And now here she is in her car making videos about trying to organically find a single dude out there.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Probably one that's
economically attractive
at a minimum. All right, so I predict she's probably going to go through 2 to 4 more years of this, and then you're going to start seeing her settling or whittling down her list of her standards in these men until she gets to the point where she's 40 and she'll just take a dude with a job. Good luck with that. Let's finish this off.
Get out there. Please. Stop ordering takeout by your fucking self and wait for me to be there with you to do it, okay? Fuck. Literally, I don't... Probably gonna run into a douchebag.
Uh-huh. She just dropped the F-bomb. Real ladylike. Now, I'm gonna be honest. Back in the day when I was out
slinging seed like an old bird feeder,
when I'd come across women that were swearing like a sailor, a walking potty mouth, they went directly into the temporary box or for entertainment purposes only, and that's it. Listen, image is important to a man, and if you're going to invite a woman into your life on a permanent basis who swears like a sailor, has a big stack of bodies to her name, and acts like a fool, it's not going to happen. And this is just my opinion, but I would also put women with tattoos in that same category. Now, I'm not talking the, like, a little tattoo on the ankle or on the arm or a small one on their chest somewhere. That's not a big deal. I'm talking about women who have tattoos where you can see them. Wizard sleeves, you know, because if they have a wizard sleeve above, there's a wizard sleeve below that's been ran through. Just rule of thumb here. Oh my God, I'm gonna get a walkthrough. That's all I can say. Let's see what we got here.
The only thing I'm gonna be doing at 12 o'clock tonight is kicking any man away that tries to come near me. You're not gonna ruin my year on day one, my love. You're not doing it this year. So, no New Year's kiss. I've got a husband. Yeah, he's invisible, but here we are. So, if you see me out tonight, don't approach me, because you get one of them, mate, straight to the face. With that ring on, you'll be out like a light.
Sure, Jan.
The Western world is now far below replacement level. And at some point, we are going to have a top-heavy tree of old, used-up
whores.
And I can guarantee you, as soon as they get old and used up, they're going to go back to playing the victim. You're not going to hear any of this strong and independent talk. And it's going to implode. And I can't wait to see it. I hope I live that long. I really do. I know I'm on the 65 and out plan. Well, so hopefully it comes a little sooner than later. But oh my Lord. What a cluster goat screw these ladies have set for themselves. They really have. Now, for those of you that watch the show on the regular, you know that I have a mother, and she's in a rest home now, and she is fading fast. She's 79, and she spent about half her life smoking, you know, 2 packs a day-ish of a brand called Terratins back in the day. They're just a vile, disgusting habit. Never worked out, and if I was not on the scene, my mother would have passed away a long time ago, probably from self-neglect, because if that didn't happen and I wasn't around, she would be living in the street. Once, you know, my grandmother and grandfather passed away, my mother didn't have anyone except me and my younger sister. And I'm going to be honest, my younger sister would probably not come out of pocket or go above and beyond in regards to our mother. And I'm just making this from an observation because I grew up with her. I know how she is. It is what it is. But there's a lot of women out there who are like, oh, I don't need any kids. I don't need any family. I don't need a man. I need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. Just wait till you are smack dab in the middle of boxed wine and cat land.
Stop! Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop!
It is going to be glorious. Anyway, I hope you like this. Shooting a fish in the barrel show. I'll talk to you later. Out.